Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
The Ravens extend their preseason win streak to 21. Deshaun Watson may now be open to a settlement with the NFL and boxing's heavyweight.
How do we know he wasn't open to settlements all along?
He said before he wasn't open to a settlement.
Well, they were negotiating settlements all along.
He said he would not take more than zero games. That was a quote from Deshaun Watson's team.
It was from the team?
From his agent or his lawyers.
Somehow, I don't think his team necessarily has done him good.
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know. I can't judge how they've done since this problem. And I don't know if they were even there before. But let's just say the team in general has fallen short.
I think you're probably right.
Continue with the rundown.
And boxing's heavyweight king retires today at age 34. Ali no longer the heavyweight king.
So you're doing that as a teaser? What percentage of the audience do you think knows who the heavyweight king is?
Tyson Fury is like one of the most popular heavyweight champions since Mike Tyson.
Well, who's number two?
Probably Evander Holyfield or Lennox Lewis.
So you're saying Fury's more like gets a bigger gate, makes more money than Holyfield?
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible.
No, I'm not saying he's a better boxer. I'm saying he's a bigger showman.
He had a trilogy, right? With
Deontay Wilder.
Okay, and it was what was it? 2-0-1. Was there a draw? Or
first fight was a draw.
Okay, now was that a draw? Was in the judges' scorecard or was
judges'
it some...
scorecard draw?
Okay, yeah, I don't think you're right. Holyfield was everyone recognized. You think if Fury walks in a room now, he's big, but if you just see his face. As many people, his Q rating is going to be as high as Holyfield was in his prime.
Yes.
Mackenzie, does that, I mean, I guess you don't remember. How attuned are you to Fury, Tyson Fury?
He was the first heavyweight fighter that crossed
my radar. Are you reading for Wikipedia?
No, I'm telling you, he's the first one that I paid attention to since Lennox Lewis back in the day.
And this is because he says like controversial things and stuff.
Yeah, he's a showman. He's a loud, brash personality.
You know what's funny? Everyone with an IQ over 100 like looks at showmen like that and go, oh, geez. But if you're smart.
The guys like me.
But no. But if you're smart, you realize it works. I mean, like, think about like someone on a reality show. They might be doing like obvious things to get attention, but they get attention.
Yeah. Conor McGregor's got 7 of the top selling pay-per-views in UFC history.
But
is he a top 10 fighter? No, but he is a top 10 seller.
Well, his greatest accomplishment was getting paid even more to fight
exactly.
Mayweather. And that was actually Mayweather's greatest accomplishment.
Yeah.
I mean, to go 50 and that was the 50, right?
That was 50.
Think you go 49. He waited like over a year for number, and he said 50's it. And then he finds one that he makes the more money than he could have against any other fighter. Probably. I mean, he probably wouldn't have made more against Triple G, I don't think, would he?
No, and he fights a guy who's
0-0. They couldn't beat him.
Isn't even a boxer.
Couldn't beat him. I mean, the guy, listen, I don't know about his reading comprehension. I know he is and I don't know much. I mean, I don't know anything inside about the domestic, you know, violence. But the businessman.
He is a businessman. He,
and Conor. But, you know, McGregor was one of the, I mean, he was the best heavy, or not best heavyweight, he was best in his division weight-wise for at least a couple years, right? I mean, listen, if you're a showman but you're really good, I can deal with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of show-off kind of people, let's start with Harbaugh and his shenanigans.
I thought you might like that.
That whole family.
The Baltimore Ravens extend their win streak to 21 consecutive preseason victories, beating the Titans 23-10 last night, covering as 3-point favorites. The Ravens now 18-2-1 against the Vegas spread in that stretch.
And yesterday, the sharp action was heavy on Tennessee.
It was.
I thought Tennessee would cover. I didn't
convince me that they wouldn't.
Well, no. What I said was, I disagreed with you guys' handicap, and Fezzik had a pick too that he gave that we had tape on for the show. Is you guys thought it was going to be because Harbaugh got chagrined by the injuries, and he's like, well, I see the error of my ways. Oh, hold on. That was what you thought.
That was half of what I thought. The other half
I thought that was plain wrong.
They broke the record. Why keep going?
But people didn't even know the record existed. Like, do you think that Harbaugh said like 5 years ago, you know what I want? Forget Super Bowls. I want to be the best coach in the history of the world in games that don't matter. No. He just likes to be a bully. He's the kind of guy that if someone's like if some kid's getting his pants pulled down by like a couple ruffians, he'll walk up here and start pulling the kid's pants down himself just for old time's sake.
You're saying Jim Harbaugh's like
a bully.
He's Nelson from The Simpsons.
Nelson, yes, but. Yes. Now, here's the thing.
You've done a Marge Simpson this week.
I wasn't trying to do Marge. I was trying to do Adrian from Rock. When we did, I mean, if you want to know what our podcast is like, we spent 10 minutes on.
At least.
We read the Rocky IV because we wanted to see a scene in there, and we weren't able to play it. So we just got the script and read it.
And some of the best feedback.
Yeah, it was Scott's best moment.
It had to have been.
Because when he goes, because you married a fighter, it was perfect. You know, how sick would you be of your husband saying you married a fighter? It's like, take out the garbage. You married a fighter. I mean, imagine a year 15 of that.
She could have just come back with, you married a nag. I'm not changing either.
He's like, and then there you go. That's the end. We're straight out of Vegas. So Harbaugh, we're all joking aside, they like to beat up on lesser individuals because it makes them feel good about themselves. I mean, I don't think that is pejorative or negative. I just think that's true. Do you sense that, or do I just see it?
I think you.
I might see it more closely.
Yes.
Because as a Steelers fan and as an Ohio State grad and fan, I don't like the Harbaugh.
But it's also, I think,
I blame the dad. Seriously, the dad produces those two.
Two of them.
I mean, they're good at achieving things. Not very good at being human.
I think it's also the way that the Ravens team is built. We what do we say all the time? They're not built to play from behind. They have to be a bully. They have to be ahead of you and be able to just grind on you because that's the way their team is built.
Yeah, in games that matter. No, listen, I like Bill Parcells back in the prior generation was historically – He actually still has a better against the spread record in the preseason. And I think of anyone, but even, you know, Harbaugh wasn't all that great before this streak. He was good, not great. I think some of it has to do with Lamar, and we said it, is that offense is hard to prepare for if you're not familiar with it. The only teams familiar with the offense, really familiar, of the Baltimore offense is going to be in division, those three teams. And then there's two other teams that's played them four times at least during Lamar's era, which has been that offense, and that's been Kansas City and Tennessee. So I thought Tennessee's familiar with them. The line is moving that way. Did you watch the game?
No, I've watched the replay.
Yeah, and looking at the replay, did the score seem indicative of, you know, the game? I mean,
the Ravens were significantly better yesterday.
This is the game they were going to lose. So, I mean, I got to figure they win the next two.
You're going to run it to 23?
Because, you know, I think so. And, I mean, to some degree, at what point do we just start betting them? Right? I mean, it's like if something is 18-2-1, and here's the thing, the ATS margin. Now, what is that? It means if you're laying three and you win by four, you win, but you're plus one in the ATS margin. Over short sample sizes, that ATS margin can tell you something. If it's, let's say it's someone's 6-1. If the ATS margin's not great, you almost ignore that. Now, if someone's 525 and 450, ATS margin doesn't even matter. There's enough games that it's going to tell you the story. Yeah. But in the NFL especially, it's rare that there's enough games that you don't want to know something more than the margin. We got a trend coming up later when we preview the upcoming games on coaches that historically don't have a win yet as a coach in the preseason, how much more they seem to try. Our sample size in that is only 15 games, but the logic is there. Real quick, the ATS margin for the Ravens in these 21 games, almost 12 points. Which means that if you would have adjusted the Vegas spread by almost two touchdowns, it would have been a 50-50 proposition.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR, that's C-A-N-D-R, only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again,
up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The New York Giants get a 23-21 win over the New England Patriots in Brian Daboll's preseason debut. The Patriots cover as three-point dogs.
So, friend of the show, Mike Lombardi, who coached or was with the Patriots for a number of years, and then he was with Belichick in Cleveland before that. Well, Daboll was with New England at the same time as Lombardi, and he made a point about Daboll saying, hey, good coach, no doubt. A lot of success, and like, no questions. If you're on the Belichick staff, good sign. But consider this as you think about Daniel Jones. Because I think the optimism about here comes Josh Allen, like a surge, an awakening, a statement, I'm here, baby, I'm an elite quarter, or let's say I'm potentially an elite quarterback even. And remember last year when I thought Daniel Jones would have a decent year coming into the year, I said, look up Daniel Jones's second year numbers, right, and compare them to
Josh Allen.
And it was like, it was
the same guy.
It was eerily similar. And then Josh Allen has made a quantum leap. One, you could make the case we've never seen before.
You've pointed that out to me before. Guys who started out so below average mm-hmm. in terms of accuracy, rarely have we seen a jump like he's made.
And the accuracy is the key. In general, if you don't do well in year two, it's hard to do well as a quarterback ever. It happens, but that's rare. But then if you add in a guy who's having trouble with accuracy, if you throw all through high school, all through college, a couple years in the pros, and you're still not accurate, when are you going to get accurate? Well, you're not, unless you're Josh Allen.
One guy.
And, you know, one day we'll understand it, but it causes people – you could say it's the exception that proves the rule. I don't quite know what that means. So I'm going to say it's kind of wild, and it made me kind of think that Josh Allen might have a drop-off – last year he did, but he was still elite.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to say a drop off. You know, he just wasn't as good. We'll see. It's so fascinating. And let's do this and we'll get into some quarterback talk, because the one quarterback last year that I thought was bulletproof, as in you couldn't say here's how he has a bad season, was Mahomes, who probably had the worst season the worst season of his career and amongst the good quarterbacks. But the ones who were questionable all had good seasons almost. This is a very interesting if you rank the quarterbacks. But Daboll and Mr. Daniel Jones, what's going to happen? Well, let's consider this. He was on the Cleveland offensive staff in 2009, Brady Quinn. Now, listen, we have a fondness for Brady here at the network, but not an elite NFL quarterback. I think he'd be the first to admit. Colt McCoy after that, not an elite NFL quarterback. Matt Moore.
These are elite NFL backup quarterbacks. Uh-huh.
Matt Cassel. Then in New England with Tom Brady. So, I mean, obviously he started in New England like 12 years after Brady won his first Super Bowl. So, okay. Then he was at Alabama in college. Then Josh Allen. Now, Daboll, we can't discount the possibility that he got better, that he figured something out. I'm still trying to figure stuff out.
Well, and when you go through the order there and you see those 4 years in New England, maybe being in New England was something, you know, you work for the best coach of all time, you probably pick up some things that make you a better coach.
Haven't you been listening to this network? Colin thinks that Belichick's a net negative at this point, it seems like.
Between 2013 and 16, I assure you, he was not a net negative.
But now he's gotten to be a net negative.
I'm not here to argue with Colin. Colin can think what he wants.
No. I'm asking what your opinion is.
I think Belichick.
First off, if someone thinks A and you think B, you're not arguing with the person. You're stating your opinion.
I'm not going to buck Bill Belichick until Bill Belichick walks away from the game. I think
Bill Belichick's a big fan of Bill O'Brien,
yeah.
who you and I argued for years on Houston radio, and you know, which it seems absurd now in hindsight. It's like Mangino at Kansas, right? If you're not a big college fan, he took Kansas University to the Orange Bowl and won. He won the Orange Bowl. I was there. Okay. Now think about this. It was either that year. Yeah, it was that year. They played Missouri. If they won that game, they could have easily been in the national championship. I think it was still the BCS then. It could have been the national championship.
Which is crazy. Now Kansas's win total every year is 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've won like 7 games in the last 10 years or so. I mean, it's a little bit more than that. And it was like they've had coach after coach after coach. You know why he got fired? It was, I mean, again, this could be the version of events. He was a little rough on players, you know, like he'd scream at him sometimes. And the AD didn't hire him. And it's like if an AD doesn't hire a coach, it doesn't matter how well they do, they want to get their guy in there. Ran him off. Well, he left in a way disgrace because, like, I mean, remember Leach went through the same thing at Texas Tech at the same time. Somehow he had no problem with it. Why is that, do you think?
I don't know.
He's locking people like in porta-johns and stuff?
Yeah, in storage sheds.
I mean, yeah, is that right? I mean, allegedly or whatever, I don't know.
He locked a famous guy's son in the storage
shed. Yeah, well, I like that he was an equal opportunity abuser, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, if he said, oh, no, don't lock him, his dad...
Give me the ESPN analyst son. Yeah. Hey, you, get in the shed.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who survives these things and who don't, because there's no rhyme or reason to it.
I think, I'll be honest, and this sounds terrible, but if Mark Mangino was 200 pounds less, I think he would have gotten more opportunities. I think that a lot of people, the image of it was bad.
Once you won that much, maybe before you could say that he doesn't get the head job because you want, I mean, let's be honest. If you look at Lincoln Riley, how much of the luck, and here's the thing. Guys appreciate macho, good-looking guys. Now, if a guy's effeminate and you know looks like beautiful, you know looks beautiful, but looks like you know a gender bender, a lot of guys are going to be put off by that are straight. And again, right or wrong, or maybe they're at least publicly going to say that, but they appreciate it, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, Brad Pitt, if he walks in a room, he's getting let's just say he was an office guy though, he wasn't Brad Pitt.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Josh Allen rushing yards over 550. Now, here's my rationale. Like I said, if you look at the last 3 years, it's about 564 per year. So, hey, 550 looks good. Now, why it would be lower with more games, I still think is weird, right? Because there's one additional game, because in the last 3 years, there's only 1 year that had 17 games, but still it's lower, okay? Last year, he had 763. So you're thinking, oh, it's trending up. But if you look at the last seven games, including the playoffs, so five games plus the playoffs, Josh Allen averaged a pace, 68 yards per game, that puts you on pace to 1,150 yards rushing. So that means we literally could double. If he did that, he would double the over-under. I like over, and I quite frankly don't think it's going to be too close, because if you listen closely, Josh Allen is saying, I'm not afraid to get hurt.
And I think when you made this, when we talked, we talked about what's a 3-year rolling average. You said, I bet that's where they made the number from.
That's what Fez said, yeah.
And it is the 3-year rolling average on the dot.
And don't forget, and we'll talk about this at length sometimes, is the books don't have the resources to make a deep handicap on every prop. What they do is they put up what the numbers say, and the limits are low enough. If someone bets against them, they respect, they'll just move it. In a way, the bettors are the ones that shape up the line when there's low limit bets. That's something most people don't understand. They do. Okay, you've got a UFC best bet. Then I'm given another NFL best bet.
Yusuf Zalal, -125 tomorrow night. Zalal started out 3-0 in the UFC, and then he ran into a UFC newcomer named Ilya Topuria. And Topuria won a unanimous decision and might have thought, oh, well, that's a bad loss. Well, Topuria turns out to be a real contender. He's 4-0 now, and the three fights since that one have been knockout finishes. We saw Zalal struggle badly against Sean Woodson, who's a 6'2 lightweight, was just too big for Zalal to implement his game. I still believe in Zalal as a prospect, that the size difference won't be the case here with a newcomer in Damon Blackshear.
Why does the size and newcomer have anything to do with each other? You're saying because it's a newcomer, the size won't matter.
The newcomer's size won't be the same issue that the last guy's size.
Okay,
gave.
So all right, you're saying that was the issue, was the size.
Yes.
This guy's not big. Okay.
This guy is not big. His non-UFC film shows a solid but not overwhelming grappler, but someone who's going to be totally outclassed on the feet. So I'm looking for Yusuf Zalal to get back on track here. Zalal -125.
How's this? This one seems like it's like you're trying to cognitively like it feels like you're trying to rationalize in a take you had that this guy was going to be good. So now if he's good in this fight, it furthers that maybe it's looking bad. So you're hoping for redemption. Do you think this might be wishful thinking?
No, I think people are selling on him after two losses against guys that he just wasn't equipped to beat.
All right. Best bet.
Yusuf Zalal, -125.
Yusuf Zalal.
Zalal.
Zalal. Yeah. I think USC got to start giving names like Stone Cold or something. All right. Mackenzie might find this interesting. I'm going to give a normal best bet on the 49ers tonight, 5:30, -2.5. Now, here's my rationale. And this is important to consider in all preseason games. When the quarterback matters, right? If it's a quarterback battle, if it's a situation where the quarterback's getting snaps for whatever reason, the whole team becomes more involved and focused. So it doesn't matter if Trey Lance doesn't play a lot tonight. It doesn't matter. In fact, it doesn't even matter if he plays or not. What matters is the 49ers are attentive to public perception right now, to every little thing. Think about it. You think last year with Jimmy G or 2 years ago, they worried about like incomplete passes in practice or something. But now there's every concern about what's the narrative. And thus the team has got more focus on these games than you'd expect. And because of that, I think the 49ers laying only 2.5 against a Packer team that Aaron Rodgers, I don't know where he's rolling at, no pun intended, tonight. But I mean, is he even going to be at the game? Who knows?
Who knows?
And him in San Francisco? Look out. Look out.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you. Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.